Virginia Tech disaster recovery expert Patrick Roberts points to another hurricane, Camille, in 1969, that also took the unusual track of heading inland rather than up the coastline. It brought heavy rain, mudslides, and flash floods.
And in the mountain areas, flash floods move much more quickly and with much greater force than they do in the lowlands, and they can really cause a lot of damage.
He says after Camille, the coasts were rebuilt and beach towns even boomed.
The communities that weren't rebuilt and that were really suffered were some of the poor communities in the mountains. And they're not getting the media attention or the public attention, and they don't always get the first attention of the planners because the storms come ashore on the shore, of course.
Roberts teaches master's level courses on emergencies and the ethics of disaster recovery at Virginia Tech's National Capital Region near Washington, D.C.
At some point, it will be time to start thinking about after the storm. There's going to be an economic boom in some areas, but some areas are going to really suffer. So it's going to be time to pay attention to the poor and vulnerable communities and communities that will need extra help to get back on their feet.
I'm Robbie Harris.